Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we're quite thankful to you. Live and direct from the studios of AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, North Dakota, 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains from Bismarck, Mandan, KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson, and of course KTGO in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, and Williston. Glad to have you on for the ride today. We got a busy program. We have Lynn Helms here, Department of Mineral Resources Director in North Dakota, latest numbers from the Director's Cut on Oil and Gas. We have Pastor John Hagee today, most famous for his founding and leading Christians United for Israel. Pastor John Hagee is in North Dakota. He is speaking tomorrow night at the River of Life Church in Stanley, North Dakota at 7 o'clock. And we're going to talk with him about his trip to North Dakota. And about being a fifth-generation pastor, and quite a story, really is. We're looking forward to that. Glenn's story will be on the program. Speaking of great stories today, Glenn's story is who, Kevin? Who, Todd?
He's the main man of Patriot Mobile.
There you go. Co-founder, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They're a little bold, and they did something really interesting down in Texas recently. They adopted a number of school board races and said, we're going to find candidates that we'd like to see on the school board, and mm-hmm. we're going to support them.
He was on Charlie Kirk's show on Friday.
Was he really?
Yeah. Yep, I'm with Jack Posobiec.
There you go.
Yep.
Glenn's a great guy, and that's a great story. So that'll be coming up today on the program as well. So before we do anything, though, I was just talking to Jay Thomas, and I said, you've got to come on and tell me this story. Because he had a guest on Friday on his show that was a not-so-satisfied Tesla owner. I think that's the fairest way to call that situation. Have you guys heard this story? This is pretty amazing.
I did hear it.
You know what? The life of a Tesla owner is like pure hell.
It, for Carlos, yeah. And it's really interesting. The podcast is up at WDIYRadioNow.com. He put a video out. And it just ticked off Tesla owners. He was being honest.
Yeah.
He's like, look, here it is. He said, these things are a complete failure in the upper Midwest. They're not built for up here. He spent, well, I told him I would say on the air, but believe me, it's a lot of money for this Tesla. He bought it 3 years ago. And he said, you know, if you, and when he starts telling stuff, you're going, you're right. Tesla does no advertising. None.
No.
It
they
is,
don't need to.
It is all word of mouth. It's, yep. it's videos on social media of people, oh, look at my Tesla, look what I did for Mother Earth. You don't say anything bad out there. So when he put this video, he put this video out on YouTube, Tesla people were livid.
But, I mean, he's speaking truth for one.
He is. And he's like, look, I bought this because I thought I was doing the right thing. Look, I can help Mother Earth. I can, you know, help the climate.
He got sucked in.
He got sucked in. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I got sucked into the hype. And he said, this thing is nothing but a nightmare.
Okay, a charge.
Yeah, a charge. Okay.
One charge, how long does that last?
Well, it depends on the weather. So he was...
On the range and the tent.
Yeah. He was told, you know, your Tesla should get 270 miles on a charge. Oh, by the way, you are not supposed to charge these Teslas all the way, because if you do that, you're killing a battery. So really, you never have 100% charge. So on 100% charge, which you never really have, 270 miles. Carlos said the best he's ever gotten up is 200 miles. In the wintertime, maybe 100-mile range. That's it. He plugs it in at home. If you do the math on this, you're not saving money. That was the other thing. You know, I could save on gas money. So his electric bill at his home averaged about $450 a month. With the Tesla plugged in, his bill is almost $1,000 a month.
Well, do the math on that.
And I said, well, how many miles you put on that thing? Because you got to figure the math. Because about 9,000 miles a year. Do the math. You're losing your butt. There's no warranty on the Tesla?
Yep.
There's no warranty.
They sell the vehicle without a warranty.
There's a couple small things that are covered, but no, there's really no warranty. They'll warranty, like the body panels are all lined up properly, just small stuff like that. I asked him, so what happens if you run out of electricity? Let's say you're on the middle of the interstate, I-94, boom, you're out of electricity. They run out of a bucket of electricity. What do? I kid you not. They come out, you make a call, and they'll come out with a truck with a big diesel generator on the back.
What else are you going to do?
Exactly.
Otherwise, you tow it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, some people throw a Honda generator in the trunk, too.
It's crazy.
I had a friend of mine say, Teslas are like a niche car.
It's a toy.
Niche car. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's a toy. It's a extra thing that you can be cool and say you have one.
These are $100,000 cars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a yacht or a Bentley or whatever. It's a toy,
like a jet ski.
Yeah. It's a niche.
It's not $100,000.
If you were living in the southern United States or Mexico or Jamaica or wherever, I can see it somewhat. But these things, they're trying to sell us a bill of goods. They, being the government and the climate wackos out there, they're selling us a bill of goods. I mean, we knew that. But to hear from a man that's owned one for 3 years and said, this is not what I thought it was going
to
be.
Tell me the electric bill again went from $450 to $1,000?
About $450 to $1,000. Oh, here's the other thing. So when you buy a Tesla, they have no dealerships. They can skirt that. They're considered a retail store. So when you buy it, you just, this is the model I want. They send you the model.
Have you been to a Tesla store?
There are no Tesla stores.
Yeah, there are.
No, there's not.
I was at one in Santa Monica, Jay. Yeah, there are. So you go in there.
But they're a retail store.
They're a retail store.
There was a store. It's a brick-and-mortar store. Yeah. But you go in there. There was two models. And you could look at them and see all you wanted. Yep. And I said, I asked the guy, I said, so are these both for sale? No, those are sold. Those are just for looking at. I said, well, how do you buy one? Can you test drive them? Well, yes, when we get one available to test drive, you probably could.
Mm-hmm.
The only way how you buy them, you literally walk up, he has a tablet, you pick what you want, and you order it, and then you wait.
There's no dealership. There's
So if I want a set of tires, I don't go into a Tesla dealership.
Here's the crazy thing.
No service bays, no nothing.
Here's the crazy thing. So Carlos gets his Tesla, and the tires that are on it are not all-season tires, so it's basically worthless up here in the wintertime. So he has to buy new tires. $1,000 a tire because they are a special size tire. So $4,000 for four tires. Wouldn't you think Tesla, where's that car going? You're up in Fargo, North Dakota? Okay, we're going to make sure that we put all season tires on this
charge
thing.
You $100,000 for the vehicle. We'll make sure you got the tires at work day one.
$500 to have them code the garage door opener feature on it. $500.
Yeah, you buy a Rolex, you buy a Rolex. You want it or not?
Rolex.
My takeaway from this story is this is not the future.
No, this is not.
This fad is going to flame out.
Here's the future. He really has studied up on this. So Toyota, I don't know how far off it is, but Toyota is pretty close to coming up with a solid state battery. With this battery, the range could be close to 800 miles on a charge.
But you're still paying a fortune for electricity.
Exactly.
By the way, coal-powered electricity.
That's exactly.
No. Coal, just put solar panels.
Baby.
Put solar panels on your roof. Yeah. Get a windmill in your yard. Yeah. Then you're golden.
I had a guy reach out to me over the weekend. I'm going to see if I can get him on today. He was listening to the show on Friday and said, Jay, I for years was a test driver up in Alaska for electric vehicles. And he just goes through the horror stories of these things in the cold. And not just Tesla. Well, like I told everybody Friday, look, go take your DeWalt or Milwaukee, whatever electric drill or cordless drill you have, go stand outside when it's zero and run that thing and see how long that battery lasts.
Well, set it overnight. Leave it outside overnight when it's zero, and then try and run in the morning.
So somebody asked, so if I have this Tesla, and let's say I go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm at work, so I got to keep it out in the parking lot in the wintertime.
Yep.
When I leave at 5 o'clock, am I going to have power to get home? No.
Unbelievable.
No.
How dare you? Carlos is married. Bert.
Bert, what are you doing here? Well, that's my husband.
Yeah, Carlos. Really? Yeah, they met on an airplane.
They're great. Yeah, nice people.
She brought him here. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a really nice
guy. One of us on the show has a mother who has a Tesla.
Yeah, yep. Don't look at me.
Todd Mitchell.
Yeah.
Todd, how's your mom like her Tesla?
She loves it, but she's blind in one eye and doesn't drive it anymore.
Problem.
But they do have a brick and mortar place in Eden Prairie. She's had to be there a few times for key programming problems and goof mess stuff. But
great story, Jay. Thanks for sharing.
No, you got
anybody else have one? Let us know.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios today on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Lynn Helms at the bottom of the hour on the latest numbers into the director's cut, as it's called. Pastor John Hagee will be here. He's in Stanley, North Dakota, tomorrow night, River of Life Church, 7 o'clock. Christians United for Israel. Looking forward to that conversation. And the co-founder of Patriot Mobile will be here to talk about how they rolled up their sleeves and got involved in school board races, and we got to take their lead. Coming up on the program. In the meantime, whatever is on your mind today, call us at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Hazen and Gene, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind, Gene?
Okay, you guys were talking about those battery-operated phone electric cars, and they say they get like 400 miles, 600 miles, 800 miles. Is that under ideal conditions? So I get on the interstate in Fargo, North Dakota, and I drive straight west at 55 miles an hour with no heat, no air, no windshield wipers, no lights, nothing, not even a radio running, and I'll bet you probably get close to that. But as soon as you turn, how about, let's go with, like, California, where it's hot. We know up here in the cold, but the batteries do. Well, let's go down there, and you hear about the traffic jams, and you're running your air conditioner, and you get in a traffic jam, and you sit there for 15, 20 minutes, and your battery goes dead. Someone's going to bring you a can of electricity? I mean, I don't get it. I feel these are under ideal conditions with nothing operating in your vehicle. So how about we find out what those ranges are when you're running your air when it's 100 degrees outside and you're actually driving 70 miles an hour down like I-94? Thank you. Those are my questions and comments.
All valid.
All good questions, yeah. What has your mom found as far as the range, Todd?
Well, she just tootles around South Minneapolis, so she doesn't end up going very far. She'll go like 100 miles and then make sure it gets charged back up, because she's kind of one of those, if the needle is under half a tank, it's time to fill the thing up kind of people. So haven't exactly pushed that limit just yet.
Well, I'm sure there's people that live in Arizona or California. We saw quite a few of them in California that, you know, that works just fine for them, and they make sure they keep it charged and they have a shorter commute or whatever. But in real world, come on. I mean, this is...
Well, in North Dakota,
it's a game changer. Come on, it's a different deal up here.
Yeah, I can't...
Period.
That's why I'm inheriting that car, but I'm going to be, we've already talked about it, going to be passing it along to the friend of the family who's doing a lot to take care of her right now, because he just tootles around South Minneapolis with it. So I don't want to try to drive from Bismarck to Minneapolis, and I've heard the stories about, well, you just plan a stop and have a meal, and if I need to go, I need to go, I need to get there, and I need to know I'm getting there. I don't want to be on the side of the road and... You know, what, a Maple Grove or something, going, oh, I need a truck.
Texter wants to know the YouTube video. We'll try and track that down from Jay, the guy that did the video, the TikTok.
His name is Carlos Quintero, Quintero. Carlos is all over Facebook as well. He's a videographer.
Okay.
He's a good buddy, too. And you know Roberta, his wife. So, yeah. And he's on. You can find him. Just search him.
All right. Name again is Carlos
Quintero, Quintero.
Emailer says, by the way, you can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, to the Freedom Matters USA studios. You guys are way off base on your conversation about the cost of charging a Tesla car. I'm an engineer and know that local electric rates are about 8 cents to 10 cents per kilowatt hour. Teslas have about 25 kilowatts per 100 miles. Even if it is half that efficiency in cold weather, that's $5 per 100 miles in cold and $2.50 per 100 miles in warm weather. Cost for 10,000 miles per year, $250 to $500.
Texter says they took a Ford Lightning truck, which is the F-150 electric, pulling a trailer, and they made it from Bismarck to Underwood and had to go get it.
Had to go get it. What, it stopped? Ran out of juice?
Ran out of juice, I guess.
Wow.
And that's the thing, you know, it's one thing you're driving your own vehicle, but the second you start towing, which, guess what, an F-150 user is a likely trailer tower of some sort, now you're just draining the resource that much more. And I don't think people are factoring it in. I think they're just thinking it's just going to, it's unicorn dust or whatever.
Well, I think the cart... the cart is way ahead of the horse in this conversation.
Yes.
I mean, where are you going to get the cobalt and the lithium and the nickel and the raw material? China or, you know,
we'll
Congo
find out in 2035 when everything in the showroom in California is going to be EV.
Who's going to have the money? And where are the actual vehicles? And can Tesla make that many of them?
I come back to a conversation I had with one of the top officials at Xcel Energy, and I said, hey, you guys are running all these ads saying, by 2030, pixie dust, we're going to be carbon neutral.
Yeah.
How do you plan to do this? Like, I'm kind of curious.
Yeah,
how do you set that date and have it work? You know what he told me? I've told the story on the air before. He said, well, that's aspirational. Okay? It's aspirational.
Yeah.
It has to be affordable.
Okay.
And it has to be reliable.
Great.
So, in other words, it's not going to happen.
Coal or nuclear? What's next?
Right. Yeah. Lester sent us a repair estimate for a Chevy. What's the car?
Volt.
I saw that.
Everybody should see that. That is fantastic.
And it's a battery replacement for a Chevy Volt. And the Chevy Volt didn't tell us what year it is, but it has 70,000 miles on it. So it's up there and needed a battery replacement. This is, it looks like, in Florida. And the battery was $26,853 in a Chevy Volt. What does a Chevy Volt cost? Anybody know?
Oh, they're up there. They're all up there.
Wow.
But one that old, probably about that price.
Dennis in Minnesota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dennis.
About 5 o'clock this morning, there was a streak of lights that went by in the northern sky. And it was like just a dot. And they, if you know what the Big Dipper looks like, between the two stars on the top level of the cup, it was that long. And I'm just wondering if anybody else saw that.
It's a Starlink configuration. Those are Elon Musk's satellites. Yeah, I've seen them before. They've been, and they're usually in that part of the sky, northern sky, early in the morning. Anyway, yeah, that's the Starlink array, they call it.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yep, that's the plan to bring internet to the world that Elon has.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody freaked out.
Now you know, Dennis.
Last time it was out, everybody was like, what is that? I'm like, that's a Starlink array. That's Elon Musk's little.
So the sun is bouncing off the satellites, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you can see them. I mean, they're low orbit, so you can see them pretty well when they're up
in the sky. Interesting. Grant Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
All these electric everything, you know, let's limit the supply of our electricity. Let's make it difficult to get electricity with wind and solar. And let's make it difficult to travel. Well, it's all just kind of the long-run game of the liberals with their control of us and our commerce, which should just flat out infuriate everybody and just say no, because even the big motor companies are all saying, we're going to electric, we're converting. Well, then they're artificially holding down their supply to charge more. I mean, when are we going to get a good fair shake of all this corruption getting out?
It feels like a deck of cards is just going to tumble, is what it does. It really does. Grant, appreciate the call. Freedom Matters USA Studios today. Excited to tell you Candace Owens will be in North Dakota September 15th. That's a Thursday. Bismarck Event Center. All the details at freedommattersusa.com. Get your tickets while they last. freedommattersusa.com for Candace Owens in North Dakota.
When it comes to your next ag project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th, presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans are calling out President Biden for bypassing Congress again and making the American people pay back someone else's student loan debt. Republican Representative Byron Donalds on Fox News is a member of the House Budget Committee.
This is also a gross violation of separation of powers. Congress has not discussed this proposal. Congress has not voted on this proposal. The president is using a statute that does not apply under this condition. That is why it's illegal.
The DNC's Cedric Richmond defends the American people being responsible for someone else's debt.
Congress acted. And if you look at the legislation that allowed President Trump and President Biden to delay loan repayment, it's the same legislation that allows him to forgive.
Lightning and a hydrogen leak may delay the launch of the Artemis 1 to the moon. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Mind brought to you today by PetroServe USA, chicken fried steak in Glendon today, tater tot hot dish on 45th, Sweetie's Meatballs on NP Avenue, home cook and grab and go convenience, sweet and sour chicken or veggie hot dish West Main Avenue, Taco Mac and Harwood meatballs, or scallop potatoes and ham in Valley City, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. By the way, there are gas vehicle bans. I believe you brought that up in California. That have been implemented. Virginia has one as well that the governor there is trying to undo. And somebody also tells us the Postmaster General wants to make all postal vehicles electric. That should be nice in February in North Dakota and Minnesota.
It's nonsense.
Yeah, so
it's nonsense.
It is here.
None of it's going to help. The planet's still going to heat up. The sun's going to melt stuff. That's what the sun does. No one else is going to do this but us.
Let me get one more call in here, and then we're going to bring in Lynn Helms today and talk about oil and gas production in North Dakota for a brand new month. Terry in Manville, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
I'll go real quick, rapid fire. You liberals, buckle your seatbelts up. Here's the truth. England has stated that they're preparing for blackouts in January. Spain has now regulated public thermostats to 80 degrees in the summer and 66 in the winter. The number one word Googled in Germany is firewood. For your electric bill in Germany, if it costs $100 in America for electric bill, in Germany it's $300, and that's old. It's getting worse. And they're now preparing for civil unrest in Europe because the people over there are not going to be able to pay their bill. The kilowatt hour that this gentleman emailed you referred to, the average kilowatt hour in America is 12%. That's with the fossil fuel electric grid system. What's it going to cost when it's not fossil fuel? And at first, people who think you're going to get by with off-peak, if everyone in America is forced to buy these things, they'll be plugging them in at night. That means there will be no off-peak. Our grid's going to blow up. And in closing, I've got a paid-off vehicle. Now I got to go buy a $50,000. There is no payback on this. It's just another attack on my wallet by a bunch of communists. Dig, baby, dig, drill, baby, drill. Long live America. Thanks, Scott.
Can we see color of the day?
Thank you for
color of the day.
That call is going to be aired for the next 20 years on K-Fire.
I love
it. Epic.
You know what? He mentioned one thing. I just said it before we get to Lynn. I just did a quick search. 300-mile radius of Fargo-Moorhead on Auto Trader used Teslas for sale. There's 148 of them. That's it. And the cheapest one is $38,000. So, there you go.
That tells me there's a lot of folks wanting to sell their Tesla, though.
Yeah.
For understandable
148
reasons.
148 within 300 miles of here?
There you go. Lynn Helms is the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, joins us monthly to break down the numbers in oil and gas production for a new month. The latest numbers we have is for June. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. Great to talk to you again. So, yeah, we're talking about June oil and gas production in the state of North Dakota. It was a really fantastic month for the state. So full recovery from the April problems. We got back to just under 1.1 million barrels a day. That's about a 3.5% increase. Gas production was way up, 9.7%. Rig count was up 5. Wells waiting on completion down 13, and inactive wells were down almost 700. So a lot of people getting back to work. So, you know, I know there was some discussion last week about a potential income tax reduction for the citizens of North Dakota. They should be mindful of where that comes from. And that will be funded by the oil and gas industry if it happens.
I asked Craig Hedlund that question, actually. I said, you know, of the proposal here and the quote-unquote cost of that proposal, what percentage of that comes from oil and gas industry? And his number was a third. You hear, you know, numbers of even higher than that. But, yeah, bottom line, it doesn't happen without oil and gas production, that is for sure. What is the shift in the price doing here, Lynn?
So the shift in the price is making quite a difference. We continue to, as workers become available, we see the rig count increase and the frac crew count increase. We're in the upper teens. We haven't quite broken that 20 frac crew window, but we're anticipating next year that we'll be there. We were at 47 rigs when we did the director's cut. I think we were at 45 on Friday, but a couple of them are moving. So we're in the upper 40s in terms of drilling rigs. And really the thing that's holding more activity back is workforce. And we've talked about that in the past. But it was there was an interesting survey of oil and gas operators that was done by Journal of Petroleum Technology, and they said $68 oil will continue, you know, slow growth in oil production. We've heard about 1 or 2%. In order to really ramp that up, we'd have to see $98 oil. Well, we're at 96 today, so there's continued pressure to increase activity, and that's going to be great for North Dakota's economy.
You mentioned earlier that these crews continue to grow as workers become available. What is that process like? What are you hearing from the producers on where they're finding the workforce?
They're having a really difficult time, Scott, and in most part they're having to attract workers back from the Permian, from New Mexico, and from Texas. We're beginning the process of training our own workforce here in North Dakota. We've got the career and technical education program off the ground, and so we really anticipate that within a year or two, we'll be growing our own workforce of native North Dakotans, and that's really the solution for us, rather than relying on trying to attract workers back or have workers leave, you know, when there's a downturn.
But that is a that is a solution for the long haul, basically, right? Yes. I mean, that's growing your own.
Right. That's a long-haul solution. In the short term, we're just going to have to continue to beat the bushes for people that want to go back to work. And the wages continue to increase. I think companies are just kind of stuck in that cycle. I guess the good news is that I have not seen a lot of poaching by, you know, companies hiring away other companies' employees. But, they're having to ramp up wages and really beat the bushes to get employees. I found your discussion about natural gas interesting. We talked a little bit at the Industrial Commission meeting on Friday, and I pointed out that we're at very high Henry Hub and North Dakota natural gas prices. I've got friends that work in the energy trading industries, and they've commented they've never seen $9 natural gas in August. What's interesting is we've got $9 Henry Hub gas in the U.S. at the Dutch port where U.S. liquefied natural gas gets unloaded. It's 10 times that. They're paying $90 per 1,000 cubic feet at the Dutch port in order to bring natural gas into Europe. And in Japan, it's 7 times Henry Hub. So as you can imagine, there is a tremendous amount of pressure to build LNG export terminals. What's interesting is the folks on the East Coast and West Coast won't allow them to be built. So they're all planned for the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, that is interesting, and I see that the gas capture stayed the same at 94%, so some great progress has been made there. But that price for natural gas should drive more processing infrastructure as well to continue to get that number, you know, where you want it, Lynn, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There is no shortage of cash flow to be reinvested, so we are seeing our gas capture, our midstream companies go through merger and acquisition processes and also planning new and expanded natural gas processing facilities. In fact, this month, the Robinson Lake plant is down, and when it comes back on, it's going to have increased plant capacity. And there are compressor stations being built to move natural gas to the Ray processing plant. And also over to Outrigger. So, yeah, those prices are driving a tremendous amount of investment and hiring in that industry.
Talking with Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, about these latest numbers for oil and gas development in North Dakota. If you do have a question or a comment, certainly welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. 258-0550 to call us, text us 701-237-1590. John and Dawson had a question about the price of energy. Go ahead, John.
Good morning. I don't have a question on price, but by comparison between 2010 and 2020, in France, the average price was €45 for a megawatt hour. Today, it's reached €1,075 per megawatt hour. So it's only a 24 times higher.
Only, he says in jest, right?
Well, it's one of those things that our electricity right now is wonderful, but we're in trouble if they keep going the way we're going. You can't be this stupid and come out on top.
Good points, John, which, Lynn, I think bodes well for the oil and gas industry, right?
Yeah, it certainly does, and I agree 100% with John. We should be looking at what's happening in Europe to see that their natural gas prices are 10 times what ours are, and as he stated, their electricity prices are almost 10 times what they were a decade ago, and that is a result of pursuing these policies that the Biden administration continues to push. And if we don't learn the lessons that Europe has shown, then we're going to end up in the same boat. So we really need our oil and gas industry and our coal industry to buffer what has happened so that we don't feel the effects of what's happened in Europe.
Short break, back with more with Lynn Helms after the timeout here. Questions or comments, again, welcome on the program for him. Text us 701-237-1590. Call us 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Brought to you by Patriot Mobile today, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily gets you the great deal, or call them direct, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Switch to Patriot Mobile now and get free activation with that code, FLAGFAMILY.
Brian. Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pops, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deal. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're going to catch up with Pastor John Hagee, rather famous for the organization Christians United for Israel, largest pro-Israel organization in the United States, and one of the leading Christian grassroots movements in the world with 10 million members. Wow. Interesting day to be having this conversation with as well, because we've learned recently here the Israeli Prime Minister says, I can't reach Biden. I want to talk about this Iran deal, and I can't reach him. Guess he's on vacation or something. Pastor John Hagee is going to join us. He is speaking at the River of Life Church in Stanley, North Dakota, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Put that on your calendar. Pretty unique opportunity for folks in and around Stanley to take that in. And then also before the end of the program, Glenn Story, co-founder from Patriot Mobile on something interesting they've done to adopt some key student school board races in Texas. Stay tuned for that coming up. Wrapping up our chat with Len Helms, Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. We should talk about the federal government and the latest on things they're doing to hinder oil and gas development at a time they claim to want to be able to bring prices down. This exposes their true agenda when we see this. Any movement at all on federal lands and drilling and any of the things we've been talking about the last few months since the Biden administration put those in place, Lynn?
No, Scott, we haven't seen any improvement there at all. And, you know, that's the one really disappointing thing. Our federal lands contain tremendous oil and gas resources. And what we've seen instead of improvement is a continued bottleneck in terms of drilling permits, but even worse in terms of the leasing. We had that very small North Dakota lease sale in June. They published nothing about a future quarterly lease sale. The courts in Louisiana are back and forth all over the place on the leasing. And, of course, we have a lawsuit filed by a group of NGOs trying to stop leasing on the basis of more NEPA is needed in terms of climate change. So we're just making no progress in terms of bringing our federal resources into this market to help with energy prices. It's very, very disappointing. And on top of that, as you know, Congress passed and President Biden signed this thing, H.R. 5376. I won't call it by the name they call it because I don't believe it. H.R. 5376 has a half a dozen sections that are going to impact North Dakota's mineral industries, four of them way to the negative, two of them possible positives, and you know, we're trying to analyze that. But you've got things like the corporate alternative minimum tax and an excise tax on repurchasing corporate stock and an excise tax on imported crude oil and methane emission reduction programs and changes to the Mineral Leasing Act, all in the negative for North Dakota's mineral industries.
I'll also ask you a little bit about something in the innovative way I see as a positive, and that's you know, the use of carbon in North Dakota in the oil industry for enhanced oil recovery, something we've been doing, capturing carbon, piping carbon for you know, decades in North Dakota. Is that what it will take to have that industry ramp up to keep us above a million per day for a decade?
Yeah, I really believe that, Scott. And so we're working hard to make sure people take advantage of those tax credits and incentives because the future, once we reach that 1.3 or 1.4 million barrel a day, we can extend that for a couple of decades if we capture that carbon and if we use it for enhanced oil recovery. And so these storage credits expire in 12 years. That carbon's going to need a home after that, and we have the perfect place to put it. We can produce carbon neutral or carbon negative Bakken crude oil, you know, starting probably sometime in the 2030s.
Fantastic. By the way, while we have many things to lament the federal government messing up, when they take North Dakota's example and say, hey, good idea, let's do this nationally, we had to allow them to take a bow, and that's what they've done with this abandoned well program that has gone. I think it's called the CARES Act that was in the original CARES Act. Talk a little bit about what's happening with that program now in the state and nationally.
Well, yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Scott. So people will recall that during the pandemic, we used CARES Act funds to plug orphaned wells and reclaim the sites in North Dakota. And so the federal government now, thanks to Senator Kramer and Senator Lujan out of New Mexico, drafted that into a nationwide program, and the first round of grants are just being awarded. It's going to be $560 million to 24 oil and gas producing states to plug orphan wells all across the nation. And it is absolutely modeled after what North Dakota pioneered and invented using those CARES Act funds. So folks in North Dakota should be extremely proud that they created something that's now a nationwide program that's going to benefit people all the way from Pennsylvania to California.
That's fantastic. That really is good news. How's the rest of the summer look, by the way? I know we got numbers here through June, but you expect to stay over 1 million barrels?
Oh, yeah. The summer looks really strong, Scott. So we had the gas plant turnaround, like I said, up at Robinson Lake is going to cause a little bit of dip in production up there. But we expect production to continue growing all the way through the rest of the year and into the first quarter next year with us hitting that 1.2 million barrel a day number sometime by the end of the year or within the first quarter of next year. So
it's
really positive.
Good stuff. Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate the update always and sharing the director's cut directly with our listeners. We appreciate it.
Great to talk. Thanks for the time.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Farmers and operators don't always have to get a new piece of machinery to get state-of-the-art performance. At Intelligent Ag, our company was founded by farmers and innovators to build smart farming technology to help you get the most out of your ag equipment, meaning improved performance and high return on investment. The next time you think you need an upgrade on your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. We offer flow monitoring and section control solutions on air seeders and fertilizer floaters. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.